Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Sit down. What do you mean? You gotta have five out there.
Sit down. Sit.
Coach, need one more. My team's on the floor.
All right, welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. This is a special presentation from the Suburbs Pod Sports Network. I'm Jim Lenihan. Patrick Foster is off today. I have with me Bill Mulligan. Hello, Bill.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yep, and Jason Goble. Hello, Jason.
Hey, everybody.
All right, so today we are looking at Region B in the 70s Album Madness Tournament that we have on our Facebook page. You will be able to start voting for second round matchups in Region B starting tomorrow. That is Saturday. But right now we're going to recap what happened in the first round in this region. And then we'll look ahead to what may or may not occur in round two. All right. So let's just start here at the top, guys. In the first round, the number one seed, Fleetwood Mac Rumors, defeating Aretha Franklin, Young, Gifted, and Black. That score was 87 votes to 24.
A big win. I will say, did go back and listen to Aretha Franklin's Young, Gifted, and Black, which if you didn't do it before voting, my suggestion is you definitely go back and listen to that one. Just an amazing album. But unfortunately, against the powerhouse, that was Rumors at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's just tough luck for the Queen of Soul to pull that draw in the first round.
It's like I said a few days ago about Dark Side of the Moon. Rumors is one of those albums. Everybody has it, right? So,
yep.
Okay, let's move on to the number two seed. The Sex Pistols, Nevermind the Bollocks. Here's the Sex Pistols versus number 15, Wire and Pink Flag. I think some people expected maybe this would be closer. I know there's a lot of Wire fans in our community, but at the end of the day, as Jason would say, it came down to 72 votes to 35 in favor of the Sex Pistols.
The Sex Pistols kept it together on their run through this tournament for this one. We will see if that keeps up as the tournament goes forward.
All right, move on to number three. Number three was Led Zeppelin IV. And against Led Zeppelin IV was the Harder They Come soundtrack, Jimmy Cliff. Final score there for Led Zeppelin was 77 to 29.
Jimmy, Robert, John Paul, and John cooking on all cylinders, or flying on all cylinders, or something on all cylinders at the end of the day. A nice win. Admittedly, Harder to Come is a niche album, but still, it was an impressive victory by Zeppelin.
Yeah, for me, almost every high school party I attended, Led Zeppelin IV was certain to make an appearance. So it doesn't surprise me that they took it.
Let's see. The number four in this region was Carole King, Tapestry. And that went down in an upset to Elvis Costello, My Aim Is True. And that final score was 85 to 55.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, My Aim Is True was the lowest seed to advance. So we'll see if they can keep it going, or they're just going to bask in the glory of this one upset.
Yes. Yeah, the lowest seed in all of the first round, in all the regions, absolutely. Elvis Costello, My Aim Is True, a 13 seed. Okay, moving on to the number five, that was the Van Halen debut album up against Miles Davis, Bitches Brew. And Van Halen, not much trouble here, winning with the, as noted, perhaps appropriate score of 69 to Miles Davis's 33.
Nice. So Jason mentioned last week that I had kind of challenged the community to listen to all the albums before they voted each day. And I believe Bitches Brew was the first album that came up that I had never heard before. I will say that I recognize it for its significance and its technical achievement. And I will be the first person to admit I'm not into jazz. I think it's just a little, it was just too much of a niche album. It was too much of a niche taste to advance against Van Halen.
I think that's a good way to put it. Against a popular juggernaut that was Van Halen, yes. Right? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, number six in this region was AC/DC Highway to Hell. Pretty easily beating Derek and the Dominoes' Layla, 75-30. I wonder if people, you know, because it's Derek and the Dominoes, don't know that that's Eric Clapton, or, you know, what is the reason here? 75-30. Wow.
I think the Suburbs Pod wants to rock and rock hard. And that helped AC/DC. I'm a big fan of that Derek Dominoes album. That having been said, Aussie, oi, 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 AC/DC into the second round.
Can't say it better than that.
Bill, was this another album that was played a lot at your high school parties?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, that will make a tasty matchup here coming up in the second round, but we'll get to that in a moment. Still in the first round, the number seven, Stevie Wonder, Inner Visions against Bruce Springsteen, Darkness on the Edge of Town. These were two artists who had two albums in the field going up against each other. And in this case, the Springsteen album came out on top, 60-48.
I'll say this, I'll give a shout out here to Mike Wagner. Mike, Inner Visions is a great album. And I have to be honest, I listened that day after you wrote on Facebook as to encouraging people to vote for Inner Visions. I came this close. I got my fingers very close to potentially changing my vote. But then I remembered it's my favorite Springsteen album, Darkness. There was no way I was voting against Darkness. Sorry, Mike.
Yeah, I don't care where he's seated. Anytime Springsteen wins, it's not really a stunner.
Yeah, right. Okay, and then rounding out this region's first round, we had Patti Smith's Horses against the Velvet Underground's Loaded. I can already hear the groans from Jason Goebel. Velvet Underground won 56-38. A low scoring game. This is like a UVA type of contest here, right?
Yep.
I mean, you made me vote against mom and dad at the end of the day. That having been said, look, I said on Facebook group, I probably should have voted for Loaded based on the fact Fish covered it. But every time I see Patti Smith live, and this is still, I've seen her like three or four times. And even like recently, I mean, just seeing that performed, Gloria may be the greatest thing I've ever seen live at the end of the day. It never gets old for me. Listening to the song, it never gets old to me. That having been said, at least there's some Lou going into the next round. So congratulations to the Velvets.
This is one where I did the Bill Mulligan challenge. I listened to both of those albums that day. Now, I don't vote at all. I'm just, you know, I'm an objective observer here, but I am trying to listen to these as much as possible. And I listened to both of those that day, and I think I listened to Patti Smith first, and I was like, damn, this is a hell of an album. I kind of forgot how great this album is. And then I listened to Loaded, and I was like, damn, this is a great album. I kind of forgot how great this album is. So I don't know how you choose between these two. They're really, really strong records.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's look ahead to the second round after going through that. How do they match up? Well, let's start here with the number one. That's Fleetwood Mac's Rumors, which will now face Velvet Underground Loaded. Will Lou keep moving on, Jason?
I'm going to say this. The one and two seeds are evidences of dysfunction. And there's functional dysfunction versus non-functional dysfunction. And Fleetwood Mac, this is the best example of functional dysfunction at the end of the day. I can't believe I'm not going to vote for it a second time, but I think I'm voting for Rumors, and I think Rumors does advance.
Yeah, I agree. I think Rumors is, all credit to Lou, but Rumors is going up next round.
All right, let's move on to the number two, Sex Pistols, going up against Jason's favorite, Darkness on the Edge of Town.
And this is the example of non-functional dysfunction in the Sex Pistols. I'll just leave it with this. I believe in the hope, and I pray that someday Darkness on the Edge of Town rises above and goes into the next round at the end of the day.
I got to go with the Sex Pistols on this one. I'm not even sure why. It's just a feeling.
Okay. Now, here we go. This is the one. This is the prime time. Prime time network TV right here. Led Zeppelin 4 going up against AC/DC Highway to Hell.
Does your stereo go to 11? Because I think you're going to want both of these albums as loud as possible as you're making your decision. As much as I was enthusiastic earlier about the Aussies, I got to go with Led Zeppelin 4 here.
Yeah, just get some cheap beer and it's going to be a party no matter who wins this one.
There you go. That's exactly it. Okay, and then we'll round this one out here with the Cinderella of this region. That would be Elvis Costello, My Aim Is True, a 13 seed, going up against Van Halen debut album.
I think My Aim Is True definitely has the shot, and I'm going to pick it to pull off the upset.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not even sure why again, but I'm going with My Aim Is True on this round.
I would imagine in the locker room here, in this matchup, you've got, you know, one side, the Elvis Costello side, you know, really drawing up some just smart plays, game planning it all, you know, trying to really exploit any weaknesses they might see in their opponent, you know, working through the night to prepare for this game. And then Van Halen just comes out and plays, right? They just come out and play and see what happens.
Yes.
All right. Thanks very much, guys. Thanks, Bill and Jason.
Thank you.
To the listeners out there, this second round voting will start tomorrow, start on Saturday with the Fleetwood Mac Velvet Underground matchup. All right. So vote every day, including on the weekends. We do not sleep for this tournament until a champion has been crowned. All right, we'll be back in a few days, and we will talk about Region C. On behalf of Patrick Foster, on behalf of Shadow, thank you very much for listening to Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan, and we will talk to you later.
Oh, it's so funny to be seeing you after so long, girl. And with the way you look, I understand that you were not impressed. But I heard you let that little friend of mine take off your party dress. I'm not gonna get too sentimental like those other sticker valentines, 'cause I don't know if you are loving somebody. I only know it isn't mine. World is killing you, oh, Allison. My aim is true.
Get some cheap beer, and it's going to be a party no matter who wins this one.